I'm here at the 131st Annual American Seed Trade Conference here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and Dr. Ajeta, who is a director of Center for Global Food Security at Purdue University, just got done talking about what the seed trade organization and industry can do to help combat the global food crisis across the country or across the world. You are known for your sorghum research and weed resistance and drought tolerance, and were the World Prize or World Food Prize winner in 2009. First of all, my first question is kind of a personal one. What kind of got you started in when it comes to choosing this point of research, when it comes to your background and your life growing up in Africa?
Yes, I think you're right. My background and growing up in Africa gave me the realization that agriculture is very important to the economy of African nations. And I come from a small, poor, developing country of Ethiopia in a rural community. And so I studied agriculture, came to Purdue to pursue graduate education, and all of the work that I have done is all agriculture. And so my background truly is connected with this, in that my upbringing has influence on what I normally do now.
Well, you hit a lot on education and higher education and how important that is to not only those of us here in the United States, but those developing countries. Kind of talk about the opportunities that we can pursue to encourage and increase the ability for higher education globally.
Yes, I think of all the things that we can do for those that don't have much, building the educational capacity of those communities is the number one thing that we could do. Education in all aspects, both from high school education, college and university, and training in the various sectors of the economy. And as I was saying, even in policy and decision making, people who are well educated, who can think through the issues very thoroughly, are easier to deal with, and therefore everybody benefits when we have a very well informed, very well educated communities all around the world. And so I am a single issue individual that building human capacity, building institutions in developing countries is a contribution for all of humanity.
A lot of discussion today was brought up about public and private sectors, and you quote you when you say the 21st century partnership and what can be done throughout that. Kind of hit on that.
Yes, I think I was alluding to the fact that in the 20th century we had a very wonderful public-private partnership model that worked in this country and was a great example for all around the world. And now we need to devise a 20th century model that takes the realities of the 21st century and create a good public-private partnership model that would create the win-win that was available in the 20th century. And I think we could do that, but a lot of good minds need to get together to sort through that, and I think I'm hopeful that would happen.
So what's next when we're talking about feeding the 9 billion? What can the seed industry do to help feed that growing global population?
Oh, the seed industry is key. I think the seed industry can do a lot in sharing what it knows and sharing what it has in business, not as a handout, but through business, and expanding the market base and share the knowledge and the experience that they have. And the American seed industry is the best in the world, and they have a lot to share, but they also need to be absolutely certain that the environment upon which they're going to be investing is a safe environment, and that's where we can't help them much, but they need to sort that out. And when that happens, again, seed provides that win-win opportunity, because as I said in my presentation, when you're in the seed business, you do good as you do well.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ajeta, for taking a few minutes to chat with me. Once again, talking with Dr. Ajeta, director of the Center for Global Food Security at Purdue University. Once again, here at the ASTA annual meeting in Indianapolis, I'm Jamie Johansson.